Hello, everyone, and welcome to our latest podcast episode in the GlobeStreet.com Thought Leadership series of articles and podcasts with Matthews Real Estate Investment Services. In this episode, we join Cliff Carnes, Executive Vice President at Matthews Real Estate Investment Services, in conversation with Kelsey Marie Borland on what the Fed's recent rate hikes have meant for the commercial real estate industry. While the industry initially paused to evaluate the ramifications of these hikes, Carnes notes that the pause lasted about 6 weeks. He takes a look at why investor interest came back before exploring the near-term outlook and what investors should be looking out for. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kelsey Marie Borland, a reporter with GlobeStreet.com, and I am here today with Cliff Carnes, Executive Vice President of Capital Markets at Matthews Real Estate Investment Services. Cliff, thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here.
So this year, the Fed has rapidly increased interest rates. With two back-to-back 75 basis point hikes in June and July, rates are now rising at the fastest pace in 40 years. While these changes are still new, I am interested in how a higher cost of capital is impacting the CRE market. Let's start with pricing. How have you seen higher interest rates impact asset pricing this year?
You know, when they first started talking about raising rates, I think owners were pretty steadfast in their beliefs that their values from 3 or 6 months ago were still valid. And those that went to market to sell those assets, I think, learned pretty quickly that they had to come up with some pricing adjustments. So in the last 2 months, we've seen some pricing adjustments. I wouldn't say major, but I would say there's been some minor pricing adjustments, and that's allowed sales to continue at a pretty good clip.
That's great. And so sellers are adjusting at this point.
Absolutely.
Great. And what about investment activity and investment appetite? Have you seen rates deter any sales activity?
I think the appetite is still very strong. There's still a ton of capital on the sidelines, whether it's equity or debt. There's a ton out there looking for good investment opportunities. What has changed is the ability to act quickly because everybody's rethinking things. So there's a little delay in activities and transactions actually consummating. But they're still absolutely happening. And the activity, I think, is picking up from 6 weeks ago as people have made the mental and financial adjustments with the higher interest rates.
That's great. And you made a great point about how there's plenty of equity and debt in the market. I'm wondering how much that the equity side of this equation has kept markets moving. Maybe some players, particularly institutional players, that maybe don't have as many concerns about rising debt costs.
On the institutional side, there's a ton of capital out there, especially on the equity side, and that capital's got to be put out to make a profit. So there has been concern about profits being smaller, but the reality is profits in commercial real estate are still fantastic. It's all fantastic returns. So you're seeing them, after they've made the mental and financial adjustment, go back in and continue to look for assets to acquire.
That's great. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, we're coming right off of some of these major changes, obviously that those big rate hikes in June and July. I'm curious what your outlook is over the next 12 months as some of these changes settle into the market a little more.
You know, I think we live in a very dynamic and fast-paced information world. So I think these changes have been accepted and settled, and people are operating with these rates and premises on a day-to-day basis. So I think pricing stabilized. I think once we truly get our hands around interest rates, I think you're going to start to see not a rapid but a slow uptick in pricing again. And that's just based on demand and the amount of equity on the sidelines. So I see it being a very healthy market for the next 12 months.
Oh, that's great. So you don't necessarily expect prices to continue to fall. You feel like maybe we'll reach some sort of equilibrium or stabilization.
I think prices will have to stabilize, which I do think they're still declining right now. They'll have to stabilize, but I think we're very close to stabilization. But like everything else, people don't, or prices don't stagnate. They either go down or they go up. And I think once they stabilize, they will start ticking up slowly. And that's just, again, based on demand out there on the equity side.
That's great news, actually. A really optimistic outlook. I'm also curious, you know, this is the first kind of conversation we've had about this in 40 years. And in addition to the fact that we haven't seen rates rise at this pace in several decades, we've also are coming off a long stretch of time when rates have been, you know, pretty much at zero. I'm curious, what can we learn from that last cycle in the 80s about rising interest rates today? Or is this a completely new and unprecedented event?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's some things to learn, but I think it's also unprecedented, and I'll go into that. You know, what we learned from the 80s is, and this sounds very simple, but rates go up and they go down. And over the course of long periods of time, they moderate to where they need to be. So we have the pendulum right now, where we had the pendulum when they were extremely low. And like anything else, we got very comfortable, and maybe some would say addicted to those low rates. And those rates weren't sustainable. They were a great environment to make money in, but long term, they weren't sustainable. So now we're seeing the pendulum swinging. And everybody had the shock and awe at first, but they're starting to adjust again. What I think is different now than 40 years ago is just the speed of information. There aren't a lot of secrets out there, right? When the Fed wants to telegraph they're going to raise rates, that's already been priced into the market. Where 40 years ago, you had to wait till the 5 o'clock news to figure out what the Fed was going to do, or you had to wait till 6 a.m. to get the paper to figure out what the Fed was going to do. Everything is instant now, so I don't think there's the shock factor of the Fed raising or lowering rates like there used to be, just because of the speed of information.
That's a great point. And so, you know, I think a lot of times people say it takes 6 months for an adjustment to come after an announcement, like an interest rate increase. Do you think that that's no longer the case? Do you think it works its way kind of through the markets faster and then maybe then recovers faster on the back end?
I think it takes about 6 minutes now with this, with the 24-hour news cycle. I mean, anything that goes on in the world, whether it's a flash flood or a ship sinks, I mean, it's instant. And whatever industry that affects is instantly priced into that market. So I think information is great. It's quick. I don't know that you could say it's too quick, but it's crazy how fast it travels and how fast it gets priced into markets.
And so what is your advice to investors looking to buy today?
I think simply put, it's keep doing what you're doing. Stick to the fundamentals. You're looking for an end result or certain returns, and there's different ways to get those. It's by lower prices and maybe higher interest rates, or lower interest rates and higher prices. But if you focus on the end goal, there's always several ways to get there. Don't stand like a deer in headlights when you see rates go up. Figure out how you need to adjust your strategy to continue to operate, because over the long term, real estate is still the most solid asset class to own, operate, and make money from. So keep doing what you're doing.
Great. This has obviously been a dramatic change, I think, for the markets. Lots of investors out there looking for some expert advice. So we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us about it. We have been talking to Cliff Carnes. He is the Executive Vice President of Capital Markets at Matthews Real Estate Investment Services. Thank you so much again, Cliff.
Absolutely. This was great. Thank you very much.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Matthews Real Estate Investment Services and hosted on GlobeStreet.com. I'm Jeffrey Metz. Thanks for listening. For the latest news and insights in commercial real estate and other episodes and articles in this series, go to www.globestreet.com.